Okay, so I was reading the other day. Somebody said, "Man, you know, after a visit to the beach, it's hard to believe we live in a material world." And that struck me because it's true. And it's not just the being away from your regular stresses or your job or your housework that is part of the vacation, of course, but the fact that you're truly taking it in, and the sights and the sounds and the smells. And you know how it is when you're on vacation and you're looking up and around, and if you're at the beach, you're sitting by the ocean and you're listening to the waves and you're enjoying a walk and talking with somebody maybe, or maybe you're by yourself just listening to the birds. It's like meditation, you know. It's one of the reasons you feel calmer afterwards. And regardless of what it costs to, you know, to get there, you get that twinge of in touch with life where you ask yourself, man, why do we live that way? Why do we live such a material existence? And we all have responsibilities. We all have worries about the future and bills and jobs or job loss. But this weekend, I hope you take 30 minutes of your 2,880 minutes of weekend and enjoy something you don't have to pay for. Aha, yes.
Oh, that does
mean it's not going to be something on your phone or your TV or in a restaurant. Maybe you'll go on a walking trail. Maybe you'll sit and talk to somebody, something that doesn't cost you anything. I want you to use that to get in touch with that feeling that we get when we're not thinking about all of these other things. And there's ways you can. I'm trying to think if a book would count. I think a book counts as something that you would still have to pay for. Okay? So something that's not materially based. You got a lot of time this weekend. Yeah. You can take 30 minutes out to do something like this. And I know it's not a vacation. I know it's not a trip to the beach. But wherever you are, you know, like you've never been in that latitude and longitude before, just take something in. It could be talking to a friend. It could be that walk. It could be sitting in a park. I know it's cold outside. Maybe you even sit in your car with the windows down, or you just dress up really warmly. You know how cozy it is when you've got like enough layers on, and maybe your nose is getting a little cold outside, but it's okay because you look up and like my son was out in the woods the other day. He saw a bald eagle. You wouldn't believe like how he was just like, I saw it flying overhead and it was like the most magical thing ever. And that, you know, was just something that really touched him. So much like I was talking last week about, you know, thinking about what it's like to be a kid.
Yeah.
Today I want us to think about something that's not, or this weekend, something that's not material. 30 minutes, we're going to take that out for something like that.